This is Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation just for you in this season, at this time, wherever you are. Be it grieving at home alone or in the middle of a crowded place, the date is today and the time is now. Hey, listen. In no way are any of the programs aimed at persuading anyone to one religious faction or another within Christian circles. It isn't to persuade Catholics or Methodists to be someone else, or for that matter, any other denomination to become your new denomination. Far from it, actually. I, for one, harbor no appreciation for denominations in the least. The goal is to inspire a reconnection with God, deeper, wider, and longer than ever before, to cast a vision of where we're going as individuals and as a community, and how to step into that vision, and for you and God to root out where you're supposed to be. If we don't have an idea of where we're going, it's really difficult to know how to be where we are. If we don't know we are going on a trip tomorrow, how can we prepare today if we are blind to the fact we are leaving the house tomorrow? But in the meantime, we can learn more about the Everlord, the One King, who He is, and how does He do some of the things He does and why. Yeah. Why? Doesn't it seem as though God is always digging around in your why? As we approach an intersection, we are approaching a place of rapid-fire decisions which simply must be made. As we approach, the light is green. Green, 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 and we know at any second it could change suddenly to red, and we'd have to slam on the brakes. The closer we get to the moment an imminent decision must be made as to whether to stop or give it the gas, the more tense everything gets. There is a tension in the deciding that is uncomfortable. How we make decisions is partly done from our inclinations. Like,
I am inclined to run a red light at the last moment.
Or,
I'm inclined to slow down at intersections.
Or,
I'm inclined to be honest no matter what.
Or,
I'm inclined to be honest only when it suits my personal agenda.
How about,
I'm inclined to think I need an image management program.
Our inclinations and motivations are driven by what we believe, which warrants a very piercing question, if answered with all honesty. What exactly do you believe? How did you come to that conclusion, and why do you think it's a good idea? That's called your epistemology. Big word with big implications, whose defining reaches down to even our smallest and seemingly innocuous doctrines. If you think your smallest ideas and imaginations don't really matter, oh, rest assured and settle it in your heart. Everything matters. If we are believers in Christ, underneath all our thinking, the Holy Spirit is changing our impulses from worldly impulses to godly impulses, influencing us from worldly instinctive tendencies, inclinations, and motivations to godly instinctive tendencies, inclinations, and motivations, rebending them and squeezing them into righteous shape. It is a general instinctive tendency to run away in the face of a difficult trial, thinking only of self-preservation, But in the heart of every believer there grows the inclination or instinctive tendency to not run away from difficult trials. Because more and more often, standing for the truth in Christ is more important than preserving our reputation or even our lives. Fear says run away, but there are things more important than being afraid. Hold that thought, sit back and relax, breathe, man, breathe, and I'll be right back.